洪恩环境英语终极篇
Intermediate Part 3
Lesson 10 Fred and Ethel are watching television. They're watching Murder at Midnight. Here's what they're saying about the show. Listen.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Who did it?
Oh, it was Philip Tate. That's clear.
No, he didn't do it. It was Victor Chapman.
You think he did it alone? By himself?
I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe he had help.
Maybe he and Tate were partners.
Yeah, maybe they worked together.
Right. Tate made the fake treaty.
He knew how.
And Chapman killed Diana's uncle.
Yes, but why?
To get the real treaty.
It was worth a lot of money.
Maybe. Let's wait and see.
All right.
Now let's talk about Fred and Ethel. I say, they were watching Hello America, weren't they? And you say,
No, they weren't. They were watching Murder at Midnight.
I say, they thought the show was really boring, didn't they?And you say,
No, they didn't. They thought the show was exciting.
Ready? Let's begin. Fred and Ethel were watching Hello America, weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were watching Murder at Midnight.
They thought the show was boring, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They thought the show was exciting.
They were talking about the weather, weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were talking about the show.
Ethel thought that Victor Chapman was the killer, didn't she?
No, she didn't.She thought that Philip Tate was the killer.
Fred said that it was Philip Tate who killed Diana's uncle, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He said it was Victor Chapman who killed Diana's uncle.
Fred thought that the treaty was worth very little money, didn't he?
No, he didn't.He thought the treaty was worth a lot of money.
Fred and Ethel decided that Chapman worked alone, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They decided that Chapman and Tate worked together.
Now let's practice two verbs. The verbs are kidding and fooling.They have the same meaning. If you hear,
She's kidding herself.
Or,
She's fooling herself.
It means she wants to believe something that isn't true. She doesn't understand all the facts. Now let's practice.Repeat these sentences.
She's kidding herself.
She's fooling herself.
Now I say, kidding herself. She. And you say,
she's kidding herself.
I say, fooling. And you say,
she's fooling herself.
Ready? Kidding herself. She.
She's kidding herself.
Fooling.
She's fooling herself.
We.
We're fooling ourselves.
They.
They're fooling themselves.
Kidding.
They're kidding themselves.
I.
I'm kidding myself.
You.
You're kidding yourself.
Fooling.
You're fooling yourself.
He.
He's fooling himself.
Okay, now listen to a conversation. Mary Beth is visiting Jeff's apartment for the first time. She's looking around and asking him about his place. Listen.
Gee, this is a great place you have here. Did Stephen find it for you?
No, I found it myself.
Nice carpet. Did someone give it to you?
No, I got it myself.
What a pretty color blue in the kitchen. Was it a professional job?
No, I did it myself.
Beautiful curtains. Did your mother make those for you?
No, I made them myself.
Curtains? You know how to sew? Terrific cabinets. Expensive?
No, I made them myself.
Really? A man of many talents. Dinner smells delicious.
Good. I cooked it myself.
That's a fabulous picture on the wall. No, let me guess.
I made it myself.
Well, congratulations. You have a great place.
Now I'm going to ask you some questions. I say, did someone buy this carpet for you? And you say,
no, I bought it myself.
I say, did someone get these plants for you? And you say,
no, I got them myself.
Ready? Did someone buy this carpet for you?
No, I bought it myself.
Did someone get these plants for you?
No, I got them myself.
Did someone cook this meal for you?
No, I cooked it myself.
Did someone find this car for you?
No, I found it myself.
Did someone make these curtains for you?
No, I made them myself.
Did someone write this letter for you?
No, I wrote it myself.
Did someone fix this TV for you?
No, I fixed it myself.
Did someone take these pictures for you?
No, I took them myself.
Did someone paint this apartment for you?
No, I painted it myself.
Did someone make these cabinets for you?
No, I made them myself.
Did someone move this piano for you?
No, I moved it myself.
Mr. Bennett is home from the hospital. He's still a little weak. Listen to the conversation between him and Mrs. Bennett.
Where's the milk?
It's in the refrigerator. Can I help you find it?
No, thanks. I can find it by myself.
Can I get you a glass?
No, thanks, dear. I can get one by myself.
Do you want me to help you drink it?
No, I think I can drink it by myself.
Listen and repeat.
By myself. Drink it by myself. I can drink it by myself.
In these sentences, myself and by myself mean the same thing. They mean alone with no help. Now let's practice some sentences. You hear,
"Can I help you fix your car?"
And you say,
"No, I can fix it by myself."
Or you hear,
"Can I help you move the piano?"
And you say,
"No, I can move it by myself."
Ready? Can I help you fix the car?
No, I can fix it by myself.
Can I help you move the piano?
No, I can move it by myself.
Can I help you look for the money?
No, I can look for it by myself.
Can I help you write the letter?
No, I can write it by myself.
Can I help you make the cabinet?
No, I can make it by myself.
Can I help you cook dinner?
No, I can cook it by myself.
This is the end of Lesson 10.